The problem with A Christmas Carol is that everybody does it. And there's the danger that with too much repetition, a certain sense of sameness could set in. So when theater companies decide to tackle Dickens' relentlessly long-lasting classic, directors work extra hard to distinguish their production from all the others. Right now, there are a number of Christmas carols taking place within driving distance, and each has something to make it unique. Marin Theater Company's Marley-themed version has flashlights and chains. ACT's version in San Francisco has enormous death puppets and children dressed like cabbages. At Napa Valley College, the stripped-down carol has a decidedly literary feel with huge portions of Dickens' original text recited by the cast. And at Spreckles Performing Arts Center, where Scrooge the Musical opened last weekend, there are two things to set the show apart from all the other Christmas carols currently warming hearts and cheering souls in the North Bay. Spreckles' version has musical numbers and movie projectors. In the continuing evolution of what some local theatergoers are beginning to call the Spreckles style, director Gene Aubervia uses Spreckles' Paradigm projection system to give a modern-day high-tech approach to Scrooge the Musical, written by Leslie Bricus, adapting the 1970 film musical starring Albert Finney. The new Spreckles Theater Company has definitely been building its reputation around the Paradigm system, which Spreckles developed as a way to solve the problem of enormous changing set pieces. Beginning with Jekyll and Hyde the Musical in the fall of 2011, Aubervia has been testing out the system, always in the large 550-seat Spreckles Theater, on such shows as Young Frankenstein and the recent Brigadoon. With Scrooge, the Paradigm system is getting its first tryout in the small Condiotti Black Box Theater, where the audience will be treated up close and personal to a combination of live action, projected background slides, moving pictures, and special effects, including floating phantoms over London, stacks of gold rising all around, a ghostly door knocker that talks and moves, and a vision of hell that includes flickering flames and ghoulish faces. It takes a little getting used to, and some of the ways Paradigm is employed in Scrooge the Musical are at times more distracting than engaging, but the projections do add a unique theme park element that is fresh and often clever, and it allows the action to move forward without stopping every few moments to wheel in new scenery. The trick, in the future, will be finding ways to use the Paradigm system that doesn't draw so much attention to itself, working to support the theatrical production on stage instead of competing with it. In this case, the play is well worth noticing. Entertainingly tuneful, the show has some excellent songs which serve to give an additional emotional life to the beloved characters. Director Aubervia makes good use of a cast of local community theater veterans, and the excellent Tim Setzer leads the pack as Ebenezer Scrooge. The old miser's evolution from skinflint to humanitarian is effectively staged here, and those musical numbers, especially the rousing funeral celebration, Thank You Very Much, are presented with plenty of charm and pizzazz. Though the story may be familiar, Scrooge the Musical, thanks to the catchy tunes and the Paradigm projection system, manages to make an old tale new again. Scrooge the Musical runs Thursday through Sunday through December 22nd at Spreckles Performing Arts Center, SprecklesOnline.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.